We're back on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. In our next segment, we'll be talking with Karen Hibbard, the Executive Director of the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. It's so good to see you. It's great to be in studio.
Yeah, glad to have you. And we're live today. This is nice.
We are live. Yeah, believe it or not, it's a unique Friday for me. So it's always a delight to start off the month with being able to talk about the activities that are happening in our community. And Brandon, what a wonderful, wonderful time of the year it is. You know, I think there's a song with that. It's the most wonderful time of the year, but I would agree. This is, it's December, and what a glorious December it is.
That it is, and yeah, I know it kind of got kicked off last Friday with the Festival of Lights going on in downtown Manhattan, but really starts to kick off even more this weekend with the parade tonight and all the activities happening this weekend.
Absolutely, and kudos to Whoville and to all of those who make the Festival of Lights happen. I know that Dave served as our Master of Ceremonies, and as he twinkled and brought true joy to the crowd there. Just want to give you a real thank you, Dave.
I twinkled?
You twinkled.
No one has ever told me that I've twinkled. Well, now, there's been the W short, but...
It was a magical night.
It was a lot of fun.
I love going to that celebration and to just see the excitement of children of all ages that were there.
And this is one of the things that they had the vision. They had they wanted the vision there in Blue Earth Plaza. I think
yes.
Brad Everett was, you know, kind of founded that along with you know, a few others, and they wanted people gathering around the tree.
Yes, yes, and it happens magically, and I am always thrilled. Of course, I've never known a stranger in my life, but there is one gentleman that used to live here, now lives in Nebraska. And they purposely make this an annual event to come down to see the lighting of the tree. And I think that that is very, very special, very unique. And so it truly does kick off the season. And as you know, we at the Convention and Visitors Bureau have helped tie that together with the spirit of the holidays, with our website having a page filled with all of the activities that are going on. And certainly, Brandon, you have mentioned just this weekend, check it out. Check out our website. Get out your list and make your plans, because this, starting tonight, is the Spirit of the Holidays Lighted Parade. And I know that Gina has been in and talking about that, and they really would like this to be have the most events, parade entries, so that it could be the largest lighted parade in Kansas. And so I think that that's a wonderful goal and such a fun time to do. We light the mayor's holiday tree in Triangle Park. But then tomorrow, oh boy, get your jingle bells on, because it's going to be a fun, fun day. The Festival of Lights, the Family Carnival. Family Carnival starts at 11 o'clock, 11 to 2, and it's absolutely free. And it's a great time for families to go and enjoy. There'll be live music by the Blue Skies Brass Quintet. There'll be games, face painting, wonder bags. There'll be food, fire truck and ambulance, and the Whoville Express train ride. So please take that, make that a part of your family activities for the season. Also, there's breakfast with Santa at the Flint Hills Discovery Center. I believe that those slots were all filled, but Santa still is eager to hear from you. If you want to write a letter to Santa, you'll find that there is a mail drop that you can drop your letter to Santa in the Blue Earth Plaza. It's located in the southwest corner there by the sleigh. So make sure that you tell Santa your wants. If you don't have that opportunity to have breakfast,
what's on your list?
I haven't made my list.
You don't have
yet.
A Santa list yet?
No, not yet. You know,
world peace.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. Yeah. So, also tomorrow, it's an inaugural event, a very creative way to gather toys for tots for children in the Manhattan that are underprivileged. We're going to have our very first SantaCon, and that starts in Aggieville at 10:30. It's $22.85 for you to participate in. You can bring an unwrapped toy. There'll be a sled down there that we're going to fill that sleigh with toys for the children. The participants get a Santa hat and a beard. Here's the challenge. You're going to walk 2 blocks. You can walk quickly. You can walk very, very speedily. You could run if you wanted to. But at the end of your walk, you get milk and cookies because that's what Santa enjoys, right?
So you work it off before you go.
That's okay. Right.
I think Santa likes spaghetti.
Lots of spaghetti.
Who doesn't like spaghetti?
So tomorrow there is no excuse for wondering, how do I get into the Christmas spirit? Because there are plenty of activities going on. If you want to get a head start on your holiday shopping, if some of you might be, you guys are guys, so you probably wait until like the 23rd of December to shop, right?
Most of the time. I've actually done a little bit better this year. Dave, on the other hand, can't speak for Dave.
I got, I'd say 40%.
You go, guy.
But, I get one request all the time for just gift cards.
There you go. There you go.
So, well, I don't have to rush out and get those before the demand.
Well, to make it really special and unique, little Apple dollars are great. Uh-huh. But I think one of the things that Manhattan needs to really celebrate is what the Manhattan Arts Center offers year after year is a wrap it up sale. You can go find a unique gift that it is specifically unique and it's done locally. And it's just an opportunity to experience somebody wrap it for you.
Had a wonderful visit with Clive Fulliger earlier this week on the GMCF Community Hour about things that are happening at the Arts Center and the wrap it up thing. And I've been there a number of times, haven't been there yet, but that's a fun deal. And you support local artisans like no other way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So go do your shopping there.
Okay.
And the weather certainly is not typical December weather, but it should allow you to get out and about and take it all in.
Well, that's great. We got a lot of there's so many events going on this weekend.
Oh, there is. This weekend is crazy, but it continues on because, as Dave and you had commented earlier today in the program, McCain is back. And what a joy that is to have McCain back.
Just as you said that, I got a text from Todd.
Yes.
Todd Holmberg says, Dave, McCain gives certificates. They make the perfect gift.
They do make the perfect gift.
What timing?
And with that, well, it's perfect because to get you into the holiday spirit even more, the Canadian Brass will be at McCain on December the 8th, and then one of everyone's favorites, or should be, Mannheim Steamroller will be performing on December the 14th. So, you can have gift certificates to McCain. Columbian Theaters has its A Wonderful Life that's on the 9th and the 12th of December. Go skate with Santa at the ice rink on the 18th. So lots of things that you can do.
I love Mannheim Steamroller. I really do. I went and saw them about 5 years ago when I lived up in Nebraska, and it was a great show.
Yeah, it truly puts you into the season.
And what's different about this show is that they're taking that initial Christmas album and playing it in order of the way that it was
originally
sequenced on the album. So,
sweet.
And that's one of the things, once you put that on, you were engaged.
You're in. That's exactly right.
Well, what else do we have?
Well, the other things that we have, besides it being the season, it's also the time of the year that we celebrate in different ways. Next weekend, it is truly a way that we can celebrate educational success. It's KSU graduation, and boy, in person, and to be able to acknowledge that you have reached and accomplished that milestone. So we are eager to congratulate all of those that have accomplished that that graduation, that diploma, and our hotels will be full for graduation weekend. So you'll see a lot of families in town celebrating their sons and daughters or spouses' success with that. So that will really, some of the postgraduate ceremonies will take place on Friday, but on Saturday it will be from 8:30 to 4 o'clock. There'll be graduation ceremonies taking place at Bramlage. So again, congratulations. And then this weekend, we also will be welcoming in Kansas Farm Bureau for their 103rd annual meeting, and we are thrilled that they are back in person. Last year they met virtually, and it's simply not the same as when you're meeting virtually as it is when you're in person. So we welcome all of those members. They represent all 105 counties from across the state of Kansas as those agricultural leaders come together to set policy, to discuss issues, and to just be able to visit with one another about some of the challenges that they have in agriculture. And again, I really appreciate that ability for them to use our local talent that we have to help entertain. And once again, they are going to be using Dave's entertainment abilities for a game show, I believe. Is that what you're doing, Dave?
The Farm Bureau Feud.
Yeah, Farm Bureau Feud. That will be good.
It will be retitled appropriately. So we've been working on that for a long time, and it's just... You know, and you and I talked earlier about, you know, we're starting to see people do Christmas parties again, which we didn't last year.
Right.
And, you know, that's a major part of my business.
Right.
You know, this radio thing, it's just a side hustle. but it is so neat to see people getting back into that spirit. And you know, and I think a lot of it was reflected at Whoville. Blue Earth Plaza, because people were just so excited to see people again.
Yes, absolutely.
We saw that with football.
Yes.
You know, and here during the holidays, it's even more important.
Yes. And we have, as I've mentioned last month and again this month, with the Spirit of the Holidays campaign, marketing campaign that we have done, if you've had that opportunity to be out and about in several of our local dining establishments, you might see a table tent that says Spirit of the Holidays, or maybe as they bring you your water or your drink, you'll have a coaster that says Spirit of the Holidays on it and has a QR code reader. And so that gives those visitors as well as locals alike that opportunity to know what all there is to see and do. And so we've really tried to capture that as life in the sequence of getting back to normal is taking place. And so as all of those Farm Bureau members come in their hotels, they're going to have a door hang on their hotel room that says Spirit of the Holidays, and they can check out that QR code reader as far as what it is that that is happening here in Manhattan to bring them back.
It's so nice of Karen to bring her jingle bracelets into the studio today.
Sorry.
It kind of adds to the festivities.
Yeah, it did. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Clang, clang, clang goes the director.
I like to share with you what our star report is, and certainly I can only get us through October, but just to kind of give you a feel, as Dave had mentioned, with football back, that certainly had helped with our hotel occupancy. But year-to-date through October, we still have a ways to go. Years-to-date through October, we were setting at 53.2%, and that still puts us down about 12% where we normally are, you know, before COVID happened. November, we were hovering in the week-to-week. I don't have for the overall, but week-to-week star report, we were still hovering in the mid-50s. So nothing to be too excited about, but certainly more exciting than what it was last year at this time. So there is, Manhattan's future is bright, and we look forward to that opportunity to welcome visitors and residents across the state alike to Manhattan.
Now, let's say we get into January, February, and you start looking at 2021, the chart overall, is it going to look like it's going uphill?
It should. We are seeing many meetings that our 22 is looking more promising than what we have had in the past. Just worked with a conference that they were putting the bow on for a February meeting this February 2022 that will bring in about 500 people into our community. And so they're moving forward. They already know that they will have a couple of folks that will be virtual. So we're seeing some of that hybrid mix as far as meetings are concerned. But overall, we're moving forward with people being in person, face-to-face. And that's very important for us.
Yeah, it adds to the vibrancy of our community. It's good to have those conferences here. And obviously, it's good for the bottom dollar, too.
Absolutely. And one of the things we're going to be doing next in March, and we'll talk more as we get closer to time, but during this time that life has been weird, there's been a lot of changes that have been made in Manhattan. And so we are planning taking Manhattan on the road. It's an O Manhattan Roadshow. We're going to be going into the Kansas City area, taking our lodging and attractions and events to the community and inviting meeting planners and those that plan events to come to visit us to learn where and how they can have an event or a meeting here in Manhattan. So more details to follow on that. But we are really looking forward to 2022 being a very successful, fun year.
All right. Well, there's plenty to do in Manhattan this weekend and in the month of December. And Karen, we appreciate you coming and talking with us.
It's always a joy. Happy holidays to all of you.
Thank you so much. We'll talk again to Karen in the new year. And until then, have a great holiday. And we're going to get an update from Geary County Schools coming up next here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.